you pass the dustbin truck.
And it's right next to you. How's that? Is that what you want?
No.
Would you like to help me get lunch ready, Thomas?
Okay.
Could you do that plate? Now, be careful. Just hold the grater by the handle or carry it on that plate, because if you get your fingers caught on it, it'll slice your fingers. Right, we need
got
to...
it.
Yes, that's right. Pop it on the table, please. And I think there's a loaf of bread in that Sainsbury's bag.
Is that... Is that...
Right, no, the cheese
box. No, it's not a little.
The cheese box and margarine.
Right. Just leave it from on there.
No, I want it on the table, please.
I'm trying to open
no,
it.
No, leave the bread, please. Will you take this? Margarine and cheese to the table. And then there's just the jam to
come. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of things
on there. What, jam?
That's not very heavy. Now let's get started. I have these things.
There's your bag of food, on yours.
I'm sorry. I
can open it. No, don't rip it because, no, because we need to seal it back up with that, don't we?
Ah, yummy.
Just wait, you see where the sandwiches. Mess pot.
My plate.
Are your hands nice and clean?
Yeah.
Is it, so could you get, we won't bother with the crust, but could you get four slices of bread out of that packet?
Okay. One. Oh, there's my bit. Two. Three.
Well, we won't bother with the crust, we'll get four.
I don't want that bit.
Do you? In a sandwich or just as it is?
This way.
Right. Three. Four. Right, well, could you give me one more piece, please, if you're going to eat that?
Okay.
Lovely. Five. Thank you very much. Now, we've got to butter the bread. Do you want to help do that?
I don't want to have a sandwich. I just like this big lump.
Hang on, you just want one. I thought you were going to help make the sandwiches for me. Would you like to help spread the butter on the bread?
No.
No?
Because I'm too busy eating.
Oh, you're a mess pot. Would you like some cheese with that, Thomas? Strip cheese or big cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm.
Big cheese? Mm-hmm. You call big cheese the cheese at Mummy has, don't you? Well, I'm going to grate some big cheese to put in my sandwich. Would you like yours grating or do you like it just cutting up?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, don't, please. Let's have a look at that nose. It's still a bit runny, isn't it? Is it sore? Mm. Right, shall we open this bag of hula hoops? Please may I pinch one of those? Right, I'll cut some cheese for you. Have you seen this cheese here?
Mmm.
It's like a Christmas pudding, doesn't it?
There isn't cheese.
Oh, it is cheese. It was a present from Auntie Val and Uncle Stuart.
Can you eat it?
Yes, it says mature cheddar cheese blended with dates, raisins, honey and drambuie, fruit peel and spices.
Let me have a smell of it.
It's still wrapped up, isn't it? Because all this on top is wax and then they've stuck a sprig of plastic holly on the top. We've not got round to eating it yet because we've had such a lot of things to eat over Christmas.
Mm.
Everybody's been poorly, so we've not really eaten much. There we are.
We need visitors for that.
We need visitors for that, yes. Well, it's really well past Christmas now, but we've still got people coming in.
No.
If people come in for
Christmas. Anybody comes, I will. Should have worn my big cross.
Can you shoo them away with your claws? Well, I was going to say, we've got mince pies and Christmas cake. If anybody comes to the house, it would be nice to offer them a piece of Christmas cake and some cheese, wouldn't it? Cheese would be very nice. Actually, we're running out of cheese as well, Thomas. We've got to get to the shops late. We've just got some bread and milk.
Frightened the birds away that.
What, did you crunch in or the bang?
Bang.
Well, there's a lot of pigeons hanging around outside, aren't there? Well, if you need any more cheese, it's got to be strip cheese because run out of bread and cheese now.
Puppet,
would you like a drink, Puppet?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, please.
Yes, please. Mm. Right in there.
Yes, please.
Good boy. Why are you roaring? Because what? Mummy's going to have some pickle on her sandwich. Here's the pickle sandwich. I've just seen a paper boy go past with a bright orange bag on his bicycle. Did you see him?
No.
Somebody's burglar alarm's going off as well. It's a nuisance, isn't it?
I'm trying to see which one it is.
I think it's at the back. Is this annoying? You're ringing?
And I want to get concentrating, eating my tea.
Can you not concentrate when that sound's going on? I want to smack in that box. Would you like some raisins as well, Thomas?
Yeah, please.
Daisy. Purdy's food's just jumped out of the cupboard.
That's silly food.
That's silly food, isn't it? Right, I think they're raisins and not tub, yes. There we are, nice raisins.
And a bit more.
These little boxes are nice, aren't they? Because they hold a lot of raisins.
Let me have a hold one.
No, you take a handful out. Right, so that's enough now. How's that? Dates as well, or just raisins?
Just raisins.
Just raisins, okay. There you are. There's a nice piece of apple there. Okay. I
don't like apple.
You don't like apple? Oh, no. Of course not. Just make a drink for you.
Okay. Whee!
Looking at outside.
The light.
The light, yes. That's the house where James goes to, Miss Lonsdale's little boy, isn't it? The dog looks after James. She picks him up from nursery, doesn't she?
With a little boy with straps.
And the little boy with straps? Well, the little boy with straps. James is at your nursery, isn't he? And he's somebody that Yvonne looks after. But the little boy with straps is called Jamie. And that's Miss Lansdale's little boy.
Mummy.
He used to walk on straps. Do you remember? They're called walking reins. Do you remember being
called? I know. You know who holds them? On the back. She holds them.
She does, doesn't she? That's right. He wears a little harness, doesn't he? With straps like a dog lead at the back. And Yvonne holds them and he trots along. And that's Miss Lansdale's little boy. Just like you're my little boy.
She talks about her little boy.
Does she? What does she talk about? What does she say?
Poo poo.
Pardon?
To poo kisses.
Pardon?
The little boy poos in a nappy.
Does he still use a nappy? Mm. Well, he's a lot younger than you, Thomas, isn't he? You're a big boy now.
Well,
you've got big boy's pants, that's right. You use a potty in the toilet, don't you? But Jamie will one day, he's just... Is it Jamie or is it Jake?
No, Jake.
Miss Lansdowne's little boy's called Jake, is he? Not Jamie? Jake. That's it, it's James and Jake. Right, I'm perhaps thinking of Jamie because James is sometimes called Jamie. Is James a nice little boy?
He's all got a funny speaking swell.
Has he?
Let me get down and extract some of the extra cordial.
Have I? Where have I got Santa? Oh gosh. Must have been from when we were playing. Thank you very much for taking that out.
Welcome.
Oh my, you're a clever boy, aren't you? Pop your knees down and push back towards the table. Knees down. It tastes nice. Now talk to me as well, Thomas, otherwise I'll have to... No. That's not nice manners, is it, shivering around like that? I think somebody else's alarm's going off now as well. Oh, but it's Nina, listen. Listen.
An alarm.
Somebody's blown her alarm. And an Nina. Goodness.
Those raisins are for you.
These raisins are for me, aren't they? That's nice. Thank you very much. You still sound very stuffed up with cold, don't you? When you've got your mouth full of food, you're having a job to breathe, aren't you? Because your nose is so blocked. No, don't put them in quickly like that, Thomas. You'll make yourself poorly. Eat nicely, please. So what else does Miss Lansdowne tell you about Jake?
He says, when the grandmother come, they put his deputy down and show everybody his portrait.
Does he?
Like I did when Daddy was here.
Oh, well, I can't remember that, but... He looks a nice little boy, though, doesn't he?
Pardon?
He looks a nice little boy.
Anthony. Has?
Well, Anthony's a nice little boy. Anthony's your friend, isn't he? Anthony Bantony.
Thank you, mister.
It's Anthony's birthday next month, sometime in February. I don't know what day. And it's Thomas's birthday in April.
It's nearly April now.
Well, soon, 3 months' time, we've got to get through February and March, or this month.
2001.
2001? Did you just say 2001? You clever boy. 2000 was the millennium last year, wasn't it? Do you remember?
Bling.
Well, it's very early January, but we've got to get through February and March, and then this time in April you'll actually be four.
And then I have thicker dinner services
for that.
Pardon? I have thicker dinner services for
that. You have what at Mrs. Clapp for 24?
Thicker dinners!
Thicker dinners?
Yeah.
What are thicker dinners, Thomas?
Thicker dinners are when you're big and strong like men.
Thicker dinners? Thicker dinners? What? Thicker dinners?
You think... Look in your...
You've put a hula hoop on each finger, haven't you? Like rings.
2, 3, 4, 1 day. Open the things and far away. Booby duck said quack, 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 quack.
I see. You put hula hoops on each finger and you sing your nursery rhyme each time a duck comes back.
3 little ducks went swimming one day.
Taking a hula hoop off.
Over the pond and far away. Mummy duck said quack, 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 quack. And then later, little duck came back. 2 little ducks went swimming one day. Over the pond and far away. Mummy duck said quack, quack, quack. And all the little duck came back. Well, little duck went swimming one day. Over the pond and far away. Mummy duck said quack, 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 quack. Only non-little ducks came back.
Only non-little ducks came back? Look. It's funny now how you still got 6 hula hoops left. I'm going to pinch one, please.
Yeah, that one hurts.
It's a very tiny hula hoop, that one, isn't it? Look at this one. This is only half a hula hoop. It's a broken one.
Remember, that's a funny one.
It's a funny one, isn't it? A bit strange.
Look.
Mmm. Well,
that way they went.
How about on your left hand doing the speckled frog song? Because we've done the little ducks on the right hand.
3 little frogs went.
No,
we've splashing got. One day.
Well, we've got 5. So
over the river and far away, mommy frog said, "Ribbit, ribbit," and only one little duck. Came back.
We're back on the ducks. No, I was thinking of, we've got 4 left, so let's start off with
4 little speckled frogs.
Eating the most delicious worms.
Stop it!
One jump.
Stop it! I'm singing.
3 speckled frogs. Glug, glug. And I pinched a hula hoop. That was all I was meaning, because you'd done the ducks on one hand.
3 little ducks went swimming one day, over the pond and far away.
You can't swim in these hula hoops.
Quack, 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 quack. And over 2 little ducks came back.
Do 2 little speckled frogs.
2 little ducks come back, come back to the nothing shop, eating nothing, he likes nothing, nothing, nothing. A food.
Well, it's very hard to hear what he's singing when you've got a mouthful of food, isn't it? Are you going to eat that cheese, Thomas?
No.
Have you eaten all those hula hoops, you crunchy boy? You're a crunchy boy. I'll eat some cheese now, please.
No. I will poke your tummy.
You won't poke my tummy.
Let me give you your tummy.
Yes.
Now, this minute. Please, can I do it?
Where's your drink? Please eat your cheese, Thomas. Do you have a little piece of sellotape as well?
I do.
Not some potato, something. Mmm. It's everywhere, isn't it? Have you noticed this little bowl that we've got the raisins in? It's got three Thomas the Tank Engines, 1, 2, 3, and three James, 1, 2, 3.
Mummy, you don't know who this engine is, do you?
No.
It's a small engine.
Is it? Give me another clue, please.
Because it's a secret.
Is it? Well, you just asked me to guess who it was.
I said wrong.
Secret? Well, is it a green engine or a blue engine?
Blue.
I bet it's Thomas.
No. So, closer.
Thomas, I can't hear what you're saying when you've got a smartphone like that.
Alright. Don't guess, because I'm not saying not guess.
Oh, I see. You've not told me to guess yet.
Guessing time!
I think it's Thomas the Tank. Oh, it is Thomas the Tank Engine.
The winner is Mummy, and she can feel coming in my bed.
You want me to come in your bed?
Yeah.
Sounds very nice. It's not bedtime now, though, is it? Are you feeling very tired? Wanting a little lie down? Well, do you know what I was going to do? Because I'm waiting for you to eat some more lunch.
What?
We've got some icing in the fridge.
Wait, I can eat.
Oh no, I was going to put some icing on some biscuits and see if we've got any sweeties in the cupboard that we could decorate the biscuits with.
I know, we could generate them with sweeties.
But we've got to eat some cheese nicely, don't be rushing. You've got to eat some cheese first. We can't just eat sweet things. Shall I come and start getting things ready? And you finish your lunch?
Yeah.
How about that? Excuse me, what do you say?
Excuse me, please, can I have?
No, you just say, excuse me, please, or pardon. I beg your pardon.
Nothing. And nothing. And nothing. Yes, you do. Right, I'm ready, guys.
You're ready, guys, are you?
Yeah.
Let's give you hands and face.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys. Who says that?
Matthew.
Hello, guys. Does he?
Yeah. My hands are nice and warm.
Are they?
Yeah, but I'm put them on the radiator.
Radiator, I think you mean, not the radio. On the radio, they might start telling you the news or singing a song.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
Do you like the radio?
I do, because it goes woo 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 woo. Up in the air, on the ground. Camp-a-ra-ra, camp-a-ra-ra, this is the
go back to the table, please, if we're going to do these biscuits.
Okay. This remains. It better remain these of drink. That will. Ready, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes. I can't wait.
You can wait a little while, I'm sure.
I can't wait so much. I'm too excited.
Are you? Oh, Thomas. Doesn't take much to excite you, love, does it? Are you really very excited?
Yes! Yes! Oh, Mummy, which sweet shall we put on?
Well, I'm just looking to see what sort of things we've got. Have you looked in the cupboard?
Oh.
us little bits and pieces, haven't we?
We have got metal sweets, haven't we?
I don't think we've got that many. Wouldn't have said masses, but we've got quite a lot. I'm just looking to see if we've got any Smarties.
Smarties, yes.
Smarties are always nice to decorate with, aren't they?
Because they've got chocolate in.
They have, haven't they?
Smarties. Smarties.
Smarties. Right. Oh, guess what? I found the Smarties, and they're all green.
Pardon?
Green and grey, the dinosaur Smarties.
Dinosaur!
Look at the tube, I've just opened it now. We've had it in the cupboard quite a while.
Dinosaur.
I don't eat those, I have for the biscuit.
Oh, where's that jelly baby?
Is it a jelly baby? Look, it says Smarties, Nestle Smarties, Disney Dinosaurs.
Look! You see, look!
They're all green and grey, aren't they?
Look!
Gosh, we must save some of those for Daddy to look at, because Daddy's never seen... Well, Daddy might have seen them as well. Green and grey Smarties.
No, let's eat them. Let's eat them.
No, we're not eating them yet. Oh, we're just going to get some biscuits.
And we'll put them back in here.
That's right, you put them in that little yogurt pot. Those yogurt pots are very useful, actually.
Come back here, you silly Smartie.
Is it falling on the floor?
Yes.
Oh, would you like, are you going to get a quick blow? Would you like to get a few biscuits out of this packet, please, and put them on the plate? Not too many, because I don't think we've got a lot of ice.
Ouch.
The icing's left from when we did some decorating the other day.
Are you reaching out? Now these biscuits say... Ford these biscuits.
Ford? I don't think they do.
They do.
They say McVitie's.
McVitie's?
McVitie's. It's the make of biscuit.
Oh, I think
there's
so much here.
The biscuit factory is actually just up the road, here. Near where Auntie Joyce lives. Do you remember Auntie Joyce? Oh, we don't need all those, do we? That's it. Very good.
We take another spoon.
Well, that one's broken, so we'll put the icing on first.
Can I put the sweeties near me? Please,
you can
still
see them.
I can't.
Pop the biscuits on the plate. That's it.
I'm stacking them up.
Oh, we need to put them on the plate so you can ice them.
Four. One.
Shall I rip your sleeves out?
Two. Three. Four. Five.
Very good. Right, sleeves rolled up, hands are clean, aren't they?
Pee-pee.
So would you like to put a spoon in that bowl?
Okay.
Get some icing out. Shall I do them to show you?
Okay.
Here we are, like we did when we did the buns the other day. We need to put a little bit more on, otherwise there won't be enough on the biscuit. Not too much, but that's it. Right, would you like to do some others? Shall I hold the bowl firm for you?
There you are.
Look at that. Does it look a little bit like snow?
It does.
Melted snow now, isn't it?
Just one more to do. That's my job.
Is that your job? Right, let's get some more icing from the bowl.
There you are.
They say McVitie's. Rich tea biscuits, and we're covering up the words now with the icing, aren't we? And do you know what that's a picture of?
What?
It's supposed to be a little corn and wheat.
Not corn, wheat.
The flour's made from.
We just put out all that one, didn't we?
More icing on this one.
Now sweeties.
Yes, and then we'll see how much icing we have. We might be able to do some more biscuits. That's a nice one to take a challenge, isn't it? There you are, you've got some assortment of sweets there. What have you got? Should we tip them out on the table and have a look? Wow, what have you got?
Some A hedgehog.
A hedgehog? Is that what it is? A jelly hedgehog? That's smart.
A jelly baby.
A bear. A jelly teddy out of yellow jelly. That's nice.
Some heart or something.
Some hearts or something, yes. It's a little red heart, isn't it?
Something.
A circle and an oval. That's an oval shape. That's a circle there.
Circle and an oval. And lots of sweeties.
Yes. Oh, but there's a little green sweeties one. Is that round as well? Yes. There you are. But if you'd like to put some sweets, don't put a lot on because we've got more icing left. We'll just start with one sweet on every biscuit. Oh, you're back to licking your fingers. I remember this from when we did the buns.
Yeah.
No, come on, Thomas. Don't do that because it's not nice.
No.
You put the sweets on first and then you have the lick of your finger. That's right.
Yum.
Hey. I don't know.
Yummy. Makes it my tongue. Yummy.
I'll go and get some of the plate actually because I'm going to need another one. Oh, that's nice. Gosh, that's a big sweet on there, isn't it? Look at that big jelly baby. Shall I move the ones that are decorated? We'll move them onto this plate so the icing dries. Shall we?
Hello, can eat all that?
Well, no, because we've got more biscuits to do. We've got plenty of icing to do some more. Well, at the end you can, darling.
I can lick it all.
There we are.
Thank you.
More biscuits. Right, shall we put some more icing on?
Excuse me, I want to lick a bit. Yum!
You want to lick it, do you? Right, there we are. Icing on this one. What are you going to put on that biscuit? This is one of the biscuits.
Huge one.
This biscuit's cracked. Look, it's got a big crack down the middle. What you could do with Bob the Builder, getting some cement.
Bang, bang, bang.
I think if you back it with a hammer, it'll probably smash in two. There we are. A little drop more icing on this one. That's got a fine crack as well. We must have dropped the packet, I think. Just a minute, darling.
Yeah.
Some more icing on it. There we are. That's used all the icing up.
Look, these nice ones.
Oh, well, let's get another biscuit then. I'm sure we can scrape a bit more out if we really, really try, don't you?
Okay. This one falls in here
is
the first one to do,
Renee. Right, okay, do you think it's a green one or a grey one? Ah, I was going to guess grey and it's green.
Next one, coming up.
Okay, what colour do you think that's going to be?
I know which colour.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! I want two because it will be the next one.
Just trying to scrape some icing so we can do it.
You think it's purple?
No, there are only green or grey, Thomas.
Red do you think it's going to be?
The next one I think will be grey. It was, I'm right. Very good. There we are. Pop that some washing up, pal.
It's grey.
Have you peeped? Have you peeped already?
I have peeped.
Have you all? That's why you know then.
Which room can I put this one on?
Well, you'll have to put all the smart. Well, you can put them on any of them now, darling, because they've all got a sweet on. You can put them on whichever one you like. The icing's still wet, so they'll stick, won't they? Just because I turned my back to put something in the washing up, buddy, you cheeky monkey, I saw you.
I got dirty, so I reckon it.
Right. No, not if you're not, no, don't do that, let me wipe your hands, not if you're not finished decorating the cake, because that's dirty.
Okay.
Right, pop those sorties on some of these biscuits, please. Biscuits that we haven't decorated, that are still in the packet. Let's put in this tin.
Change these in the oven.
Are you? Right. Okay, we'll put the ones we haven't sliced in the packet. Oh, look, what's happened? We put them on the plate and the icing's fallen off, hasn't it? Now, if I bring another plate, I've got a cup of coffee here. Shall we each have a biscuit?
I have the big jelly one.
Oh, I thought you might.
This one I have.
There you are. There's a plate to eat it from. Oh, no wonder it's big. I've never seen anything so funny. Oh, Thomas, look at that. It's a big jelly baby in the middle of the biscuit, and you've stuck a green and a grey Smartie on either side. It looks like it looks like Mickey Mouse with two huge ears, doesn't it?
Yummy.
That doesn't look funny. Right, well, this is very nice, isn't it? A nice way to eat our lunch. Which one should Mummy have, do you think?
The dips you wear in the pearl one.
The dips you in the pearl, you mean the one with the red... Little red jelly sweet and the green Smartie. Mm. The Dipsy one because it's green and red because it's pearl. Cheers. Mmm.
Happy birthday to Purdy.
To whom?
Moment, this was our Purdy's a winner of something.
All right.
You could be in outside. You could hear a man with a microphone.
Microphone?
Yeah. The winner is Purdy Chapman.
The winner is Purdy Chapman?
No. Yes.
There's a little girl at nursery at Mrs. Platford's called Emily Chapman, isn't there? Is that why you're saying Chapman? Because you hear Mrs. Platford say, Emily Chapman. These are very tasty, aren't they?
Mmm.
I'm glad we didn't throw the icing away, aren't you?
Mmm.
I can hear a noise. That must be the radiator, I think.
Mmm.
Mummy would like another one now. Which one can Mummy have now? I can't eat both of those. Which one would you like me to have? The one with the yellow teddy?
Yes.
With the grey Smartie on his head. It looks like a hat.
Mm, it is a hat.
Is it? Is it to protect him when he goes out in the rain?
Yes. It's an umbrella.
Mmm. Well, actually, it could be more an umbrella than a hat because it's on one side, isn't it? When you're carrying an umbrella, you often have it at one side. Very nice grey umbrella for the teddy bear.
You're eating the sweetie.
Mm. Did you not want me to eat the sweetie?
Yeah. Bye.
You seem surprised that I was eating the sweet.
No one
else,
but it's too crunchy.
Is it too crunchy?
Oh,
right.
I have
a
sweet.
Well, I'll tell you what, don't take the sweets up there. We'll go out to the tin and see if we can find a couple of sweets for you. And then we'll leave these to dry and we can have them at tea time. Save one for Daddy when he comes home.
I think Daddy likes the big one. I know what Daddy one can like. I know what Daddy can like. I know which biscuit he like.
Do you? Which one?
This one, whoops, is broke.
Oh, never mind. Well, you eat the sweet off that one if it's broken.
Okay.
And when you've had these, I think you've got to go upstairs and give your teeth a good brush. Don't you?
Mmm.
Actually, decorating these with all these sparkly sweets reminds me of one of your Christmas books. About decorating.
Oh, not again!
There you are, some
biscuits. Not again, not a big more Smartie.
Yes, well, you could decorate that biscuit that you've just taken the sweeties off, couldn't you?
Not again! You're starting the vacancy.
You had a book at Christmas about people decorating a tree.
No, Mummy, no, these are midget gems.
They are, yes.
Midget. Stop eating, you cheeky old mouse. But where could I put all these sweets on?
Well, you could put another one on my biscuit if you like.
Jam.
Thank you. And you could put one on that biscuit over there with nothing on. And then if you'd like to eat the rest, but then we brush our teeth afterwards. Okay. Mmm. This is a treat, isn't it? The main Tom is eating biscuits and sweeties. Biscuits with icing on them, sweeties. That little sweet is clear, isn't it? Sort of whitey clear. It's hard to see against the icing, isn't it?
Mummy.
Yes, love.
These are dinosaurs' footprints, are they?
Are they? Is that why they're... I don't know. I don't know why they're green and grey. They're two different shades of green, aren't they?
I've
never seen green or grey Smarties. I'll read the packet and see if it tells me. Because I know a while ago you could buy just orange Smarties, and they were my favourite.
I don't like these because they're not blue.
No, they're not blue, are they?
That's stupid.
Nope. Doesn't say anything, but on the packet it shows grey Smarties, which is what you're eating, and two different shades of green.
Was that melody?
Yes.
I'd got a sweet truck on it.
Pardon?
I've got a sweet truck on it.
No, there's no sweet truck on it. There's a picture of a dinosaur there, look.
Where? No,
they're
still in there.
Yes, there are more in there. Don't send it. No, don't. Please don't take any more out, Thomas. You've had enough now.
There's one more peek. They got two black buttons.
Right, no more. Actually, I think the grey ones are different. One's a shiny grey, like a silvery, and the other's a dull grey. Perhaps that's it. Two shades of green. Then they're grey. Very good.
No more, can I want more biscuits with sweets?
You don't so. No, there's no more sweets. You don't want any more biscuits?
I do.
Why don't you take the icing off there? Because you've got that yogurt puff stuck on your ear. Why don't you take the icing off the biscuit, yes. Oh, that's funny, isn't it? Right, are you going to eat this one up now, Thomas?
No. What's this? Oh my god! What the heck?
We'll have a little break now while we wash our hands and wash the pots, I think. And then we can read those books about decorating the tree. Because it reminded me of those books when we use these little sweeties to brighten up otherwise dull biscuits.
Oh, please, can I have another sweet? Yummy, 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 my flat to me.
That's some icing on that plate if you want the icing.
Biscuits, please.
How that's funny, it's above the builder plate. The icing has gone all over the digger. Is that the digger, that toy? It is quite funny, isn't it? I'll put these biscuits on another plate to dry off. That looks like a face, doesn't it? A green eye and a grey eye.
Green.
On that one, the icing's just gone in the shape. It's almost like a heart shape, and you've put some red on it.
Dung.
Is that nice? You're making patterns in the icing in your finger. That's like doing finger painting, isn't it? Does it taste good, Thomas?
No.
No? It's very easy to make icing, isn't it? A little bit of icing sugar and some water.
And then sweets.
And then sweets, yes, but you don't need sweets to make the icing. Do we?
Oh, yes, you do. Watch. Swish, 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 swish. Swish, 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 swish.
I think you're going to need more than your teeth brushing. I think you'll need
swish, swish.
Mixing it round.
Yes.
Mixing like Dizzy.
He's mixing. I am. Then.
Right, are you going to have that one? Sweet.
No, thank you. Oh no, then it went.
No, don't be dirty, Thomas.
It went.
What can you see now? Lick the icing off the plate.
Bob and Scoop and Pilchard.
Pilchard, the cat's there as well, is he?
Yes, look.
Is Pilchard a boy cat or a little girl?
A black one.
No, not a black one. A boy or a girl, it's a blue cat.
Look, a big plate is moving. Round and round. It's going round and round. Mummy, I should have do it, should I?
Pardon?
I shouldn't do it because it went round and round. Should I?
Well, that doesn't matter because there are no crumbs on the plate and you've licked most of the icing off. You never do that with a plate with food on it when it's got lots of crumbs. Because that would make a mess, wouldn't it? Right, that's enough now.
Splash! It's a plate!
And what can you see on Mummy's plate?
Two rabbits.
Two rabbits, and what's the big rabbit doing?
Holding flowers.
Do you think she's giving one to the little rabbit?
Don't know.
Oh, there's a butterfly in there as well, look. And the little rabbit's sitting on toadstool.
She thinks, oh, this butterfly's going to eat mine, isn't she?
She might do. And the butterfly does look as if it's going to smell the flower, isn't it?
It can't smell for the other flowers.
Pardon?
I love you.
You love me? I love you.
Dance. There's a little small gap and he got a big egg and he squinched through it.
You've moved your beaker between the plates. So there's a small gap and then there's a big gap and you've squeezed through it, have you?
The big boulder gone.
You're talking about big boulders? Watch you don't knock your drink on the floor, please, Thomas. Will you move your drink, please?
Bang!
Before it goes on the floor. That's it. Thank you. That's a good boy. You're sniffing. Would you like me to wipe your nose?
Yeah. Please.
Good boy.
It's very late. Can you read it? Just be relaxed. Look how easy.
Did you say you saw a kitten?
Ah,
it's a mouse. And I was saying when we decorated mice. Those biscuits.
Mummy, no, there's a mice.
Let me, I've just wiped your hands. Let's really see.
They're the mice.
They're fish. Mice, aren't they?
They're mice fish.
Can you see all the stars sparkling in the sky in this book? It's called The Gift of Christmas.
There's fishes at the back.
And this is what it's about. It's Christmas and Molly Mouse is out in the woods looking for Christmas decorations. It seems that everything she finds belongs to someone else. Maybe, though, because it's Christmas, every animal is feeling generous and Molly soon has everything she needs for her special tree. But Molly feels disappointment. The tree needs just one magical finishing touch. Right, shall we read it and find out what it is? This book, actually, is a book I bought for Molly, you know Molly in dress up when it was her birthday? Mm-hmm. We bought her a little pair of mittens and we bought her this book as well. Because she's just starting to learn to read, Molly, and I thought it would be nice, a book with her name in it. Right, I'll read the book, and if you want to tell me what's going on. It was Molly Mouse. I can't speak. It was Molly Mouse's first Christmas. The sky was streaked with pink and gold.
Mummy, those are from the Christmas tree, are they worms?
Yes, not worms, the little pine needles that are falling off the tree, aren't they? The sky was streaked with pink and gold, and there was a tingle in the air. You know, like Jack Frost, when Jack Frost has been. Through the window of a house, something shone out and glittered in the night.
It was Santa's sleigh.
Was it Santa's sleigh? What is it, Mum? Squeaked Molly. It's called a Christmas tree, said her mother. People cover it with shiny balls, lights and stars. I wish we had a Christmas tree, sighed Molly. Why not go into the woods to find one, said her mum. You could make it look just as pretty as that tree in the window.
What is it pulling?
I don't know, because we haven't read it yet, Mum. Molly thought this was a wonderful idea. She called her brothers and sisters and off they all scampered. On the way they came to a barn and the mice rummaged through it looking for something to add to their tree. Under a big pile of hay, Molly found a doll. This is like the one on top of the Christmas tree in the window, she said. It will be just right for our tree. But the doll already had an owner.
Grrr,
said the old farm dog, that's mine. Don't chase us, cried Molly Mouse. I only thought the doll would be nice for our Christmas tree. The old dog yawned. Sometimes it was true he did chase mice, but maybe because it was Christmas. Or maybe because he was remembering the time when he played with the children by the farmhouse Christmas tree. He said the mice could borrow his toy. That's nice, isn't it?
What's that?
Don't know.
Maybe it's not a ghost.
If it's not a ghost, I don't think it'll be a ghost, do you? The mice left the farmyard carrying the doll and reached the edge of the wood. Hey, I found something else to put on our tree, Molly shouted. It was a silver ribbon hanging from a branch of an old oak tree. Molly scampered up the trunk, took hold of the ribbon and pulled. But the ribbon belonged to a magpie. The magpie had taken it to line her nest. Oh, please don't be cross, pleaded Molly. I only wanted something for our Christmas tree. Now, usually the magpie chased mice. But maybe because it was Christmas, or maybe because she too had also been admiring the Christmas tree in the window, she let go of the other end of the ribbon and Molly took it away. What can you see up in that tree?
A nest!
Oh, what can you see? A nest. What do we call
it? That's it.
What do we call that?
Bag of toys.
The bag of toys.
Apples, yummy.
In the distance, Molly saw some red shiny things lying on the ground. They were like the balls on the Christmas tree in the window. Exactly what we want, cried Molly, running to pick one of them up. Now we have a doll, a silver ribbon and a shiny ball. But the shiny balls belong to a fox. Oh no.
Those are my crab apples.